Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'll start the show with a song. That's a song being offered by Dwayne Hepner, Dwayne the great writer, founder of the New Presentation, the wonderful worldwide educators. It's a song that connects you to the real universes. And if you practice it for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night and 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning, see what life shows you. The wonderful worldwide educators have projects in development, like the total universal rainforests and all solar research vessel, Nations United Universal University, and homeschooling. Anyway, this is an attempt to share with those who are seeking to give them the opportunity to find out for themselves if this is real guidance and real education being offered. So today I'll read some of one of the new books that are available at lulu.com, or you can get PDFs of them if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube. The Adventure Is series. This is new book 5. The New Wave Is. I can see now, and I did not, and I did know it then, that I let her influence me. And it was just enough to put me over the edge, and so down I went for the count. I'm not saying it had anything to do with her, but I cared so much for her that I justifiably made the decision to step back. I also saw that Yabel, at the same time, was ready to work with me to straighten my fast-forwardness out. But I wasn't listening because I was so overbearing with teaching and my construction business that I really thought I wasn't doing enough. I was very worn out, and in a way, I did want it all to end for a while. I thought at the time that I would gain some kind of relief from what I decided. But the opposite came into being true. I was now struggling to keep my head above water as I fell to the bottom of life. I said, at least you did see it at the time, which is more than Gerald saw with Crony, as he let her write into do a total takeover. All of this coincides with what is happening on the earth today with those chosen few who are controlling a huge amount of global conspiracy that is being exposed on a daily basis that most of the population does not see as yet. So there is a lot more to this book than just what you went through. There is a gigantic pattern that has been sown from the certain few who have a strong hold on the lives of everyone living today. I want to get you back to that moment when you were with Paul and the black barrier went up in front of you. She said, during that time, my real intent did not change about what I was here to do, but I made a decision that altered everything that was being planned for me on the earth. This is how exacting free will is. And it cannot be any other way. And I would like to say, this is why I am once again going over those events that have more so entailed my life, and at the same time I will be providing so much more for those who have the courage to wake up to what is taking place on this planet today. The new wave is the power, the rod of power, plays the prime major role for all those who really do want real freedom now. The theatrics of spiritual this and that will not save a person from their karmic involvement in future lifetimes. Human history has proven that humans have tried so many different ways to be free from the over-abusive tyranny of the authoritarians, and these same people are still looking for a way out today. As I step back at the moment, I went into a blackness and heard Yabel yelling at me, just like he did about a week after I accepted the real position, when he said to me while I was in my house, "When are you going to do something?" I really did want the real position, because I knew I could do something real. But as soon as I got it, I realized I needed a lot more experience to know just what to do, more so than just write some pretty words like Durwood and Gerald had done. I see now that at the time, the real guides were going to patiently work with me to build me into a real position of strength, but I could not see the whole picture. As I was looking at all the little things I was doing with the class and my business only, I was pushing too fast forward with trying to do everything mainly myself, when I should have lived more in the moment and been very patient with myself. Here is where all of us go through what we have to until we hit a wall, which is what the black barrier was that Paul was putting up in front of me. I could have changed my direction at that very moment, but I was exhausted and did want things to at least end for the time being. But I stayed with stepping back, and so I immediately rolled down the mountain to the bottom. It was a long and hard climb up, but a fast roll down, I said as she smiled. But then something happened. I was there with you, but you didn't acknowledge me. I was showing you that the fall you were taking was actually necessary, and I know you had a hint of what I was showing you from somewhere within yourself. Your future was now all laid out. Just from what had taken place, because what you had decided changed everything. If you had continued on like you did, it would have all fallen apart, and you would have thought you failed. Those you had taught for so very long would have gotten bored with the routine of just having classes, because they wanted to get on with their lives, because Gerald was not going to hand over the corporation to you, and you didn't have the know-how or the funds to do what Paul did at the time of your first try with the rod of power. Paul had a lot more contacts and knowledge than most people ever knew about. And this is what you now know with all that you have went through since 2001. 2001 was a test for you, a first-time trial to get your feet wet. And at the same time, you did bring the others you taught to a certain point of understanding and upper level. You needed the stuffings kicked out of you, and you really did want to have it done to you. But you didn't know how to go about it. So you might say, life did it for you. The boys really rattled your cage to loosen up all the false attitudes, she said. I am totally rewriting New Book 5 as a new adventure for the new nowness. And I would like to see others really understand what I am doing. Actually, all my books are for everyone else to learn from, as I am now fine with my life from all that I have went through. I can see so many others struggling to find something real and thinking to themselves they know what they are doing. But a glimpse into the real side of their life shows me different. It would seem from an earthly view that Durwood actually did a great thing by what he created after he departed from Gerald. He did make a good move by doing so, but he was still too top heavy with himself and not with the direction the real guides wanted everything to go. He made a break from Gerald, but not a clean one for himself. Again, Durwood kept the spiritual formula the same as he had it when he was the master, just so that people would melt right in with him and feel comfortable, as they always have for centuries of overconditioning with all the religious tampering each one of us have gone through. Each lifetime we do move further along. That is, if we keep up with our real awareness. From all of this, there is no right or wrong, but simply choices and the cause and effects from those choices. There must always be something to spark a reaction for us to wake up to what is taking place right now. The best cleansing is with the new you session, and standing in the new wave of the all is. I want to move the scene to the Lord God Castle, as Callum is talking to his mistress, said Ersha, as she pushed a button. I want you to get me the Rod of Power. You were supposed to get it for me when Durwood was the master, and you failed me then. And when Dweeby Gerald took over as the master, I wanted it, but you kept giving me excuses. And after a while, I did realize that he nor Durwood never really had access to it. But Dwayne has it, so no more excuses. I want it. I want to rule forever as the greatest god of power. I must admit, I was very surprised myself as to what Paul Twitchell did and how he got so many people to follow him. I know you tried your best with him, but he was too pure, like this surfer dude. So do whatever you have to, he said to the influence. Callum could see all that Paul accomplished, and from where he is standing, it seemed to be a good business plan, because he really cannot see what the Rod of Power is. So to him, he thinks he can just take it and have it for himself. He is thinking that Paul had it hidden somewhere, like that of the Sword of Destiny. Then his premise was that Paul in some way told Durwood where the Rod of Power was hidden. Callum has a huge blind side, which he will never get through, because the whole idea of any power is blinding in itself. The light he has is the dualistic light, and he cannot see nor perceive the reality of the new wave. He is a business god, like Trumpet and Marta Stewie, and that's about it. In the present day situation, with what is taking place on Earth, there will have been multitudes taught from the celestial gods and the earthly gods about how to achieve a great business plan. But there has been nothing in the way of how to have a great life and real freedom. J.D. Rockefeller invented and started the educational systems in America, along with the monetary system known as the FERDs, who print money, and also the medical institutions with all the modern-day pharmaceuticals. It has all been a planned conspiracy to take over the world and make every human a long-lasting slave for lifetimes to come. I have something very interesting to show, which entails us going to an alternate dimension. We will simply do the new you and leave our bodies and be there, she said. Part two, Ersha and I sang the new you several times. Then we were both high above the treehouse. It is so much easier to transcend the other bodies once you are out of the physical. She motioned for me to follow her, and in a matter of moments, we were in an endless sky. Then she stopped as I looked all around. There was nothing but blue sky everywhere, from the top of us all the way down into a bottomless atmosphere. It is here that the secret universal files exist, but only for us and the real guides. This area and position we are in cannot be accessed by those who have not been to the real universes and granted permission to explore these files. Part of the secret files are actually multi-parallel created matrix structures from a formed agreement of consciousness. At first, where I am taking you will seem rather odd, until you begin to understand what has already taken place from what multitudes of unaware souls have done to themselves. We are here to provide the knowledge of what the humans have locked themselves into, so they can better understand how to get themselves out and into wonderful universes, she said as she put her hand forward and outlined an opening for us. We were both instantly into a new realm, new for me anyhow. All of a sudden I could smell something funny as Ersha laughed at my reaction. Then in the distance I saw what I could not register at first. I kept looking while Ersha looked at me and giggled. What is that? I said to myself in a jest. Ha ha, dude, I told you you would be surprised. That is actually the Earth as it really is. As you might say, we are looking at the backside of what has been created from all the fronts humans have manufactured. There are many parallel dimensions like this, and each of them has its own way about it. But this is one of the more humorous ones, so I knew you would like to have the experience, she said as I stared. No human would accept this place as anything but a strange dream, and yet it has been the humans on the Earth who have unknowingly created this matrix realm. What I was looking at is so preposterous, and yet I was staring right at it. It was the Earth, but from this place it looked like a cooked potato. It really did. It was not the nice round image that I have known and seen in pictures, but an offsetted, oblique-like distortion of a giant glob of Play-Doh that some kid would have molded with their hands, then tossed into space. I began to laugh. This is great, I said to myself. I get to write about this, and what will you, as the reader, think about this? Well, if you do the New You sessions, you may see this place in your dream visions. Who would accept the fact of Ersha Lu, the mermaid, being with me and having all these adventures? Well, one of the new students has already met Ersha in the real universe, and she told me about her experience. And so here is yet something else to write about for others to wonder about. All of a sudden, I like this whole scene. I knew you would come around sooner than later. Dwayne, let's have fun and go down to the surface. And will you ever be surprised? She said as she took my hand and led the way. We were soon hovering over one of the oceans, which I perceived to be the Pacific. Ursha nodded her head as we flew towards the shoreline. As we approached the civilized part of the land, I could see strange structures that were somewhat like houses and buildings, but they were not erect like they are on Earth, but rather slanted and bulgy-like. As though Dr. Seuss had developed this place, we flew down to the surface along what I would presume to be the highway at some point where I lived in this reflective realm. You don't live here, Dwayne. Your other worlds and universes are filled with light and beauty. The unaware humans have created this place for themselves without their even being aware of it. Some may get glimpses of their groggy dream in their groggy dreams, but for the most part, they have no idea they are tied to places like this. This world is actually not as bad as so many that have been created and are in operation from the imaginations of the sleeping societies, she said as I looked around. Suddenly, I began to see the inhabitants. And they were driving their strange vehicles, and some of them were walking along the street. They were not always visible, as some of them were like holograms that would gradually appear and then fade away. I watched the ones who seemed to be more solid, and for you, the reader, you will find this far out. These creatures with their distorted bodies looked like human vegetables. Ha, ha, ha. Now you see why I brought you here. The matrix consciousness of this place is so low that these people have become like vegetables. When you see people on the earth and how they live and react to their environment and what they have decided for their personal life, as you look through their outer appearance, they're then becomes other dimensions like this one within their designed consciousness. This is the lesson you are writing about as we are here in this area. Most humans do not understand all the connections they are tied to from lifetimes of emotional thought processes and the strange fantasies and personal involvements they have lived. These are projected worlds each person has made for themselves. And as time and events go on, so does the ongoing solidness of these worlds. Those people that you see appear then fade away, that you see appear and then fade away, are the newly arrived ones who are just getting used to this place. The reason so many people do not remember their dreams or even dream at all is because they do not want to see the worlds they have created from their imagination and thoughts they have used to make a place like this, she said. These creatures are of a cartoon fantasy, like a Bart Simpson toon and his family, but even more so. These people look like potatoes and other vegetables. I watched the motions of them as they walked along. It was as though they tried to not notice each other and how the next person was. There was a definite self-consciousness to these strange embodiments, and I could clearly sense it as this eerie world was a living enactment of the inadequacies of the human person. This is all part of the learning process for each U-tune to finally wake up from their projected dreams. And you might say the spells they have cast upon themselves from unconscious lifetimes of being slaves to others. What we are seeing is your basic humans, who are mainly potato heads on a potato planet. These people are actually okay compared to the taskmaster rule makers, who are their own breed, as you will see, she said as she took my hand and we flew in the sky. We moved very fast, about 20 feet above the ground. I watched the scene below as we passed over huge areas of civilized structures. Then at some point, I knew we were on the eastern side of this country. I would assume to be the United States. Ursha nodded in agreement and then pointed to the far distance. We were approaching the Washington, D.C. area. As I could see the landmarks of the area, which were strange replicas of what I have seen on Earth. As we came into the center of the city, I saw the White House, which was not white at all, but more like a decayed vegetation with a lot of viney growth all over the huge acreage. Ursha led us down to the surface, and we landed in front of the entrance. I suddenly knew where the smell I had first encountered on this planet was coming from. It was from the rottenness of this place. That's right, Duane. Since the first inception of the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, this is what it has all come to, a disgusting distortion like never before. Even the Atlanteans didn't go this low with their awareness, and they purposely self-destructed like so many other races in human history. Humans cannot be trusted because they like to breed decay and inharmony. It's like the 4th of July every year. It's not really about the original independence because most people have forgotten those events from lifetimes ago. It's all about getting wasted and cheering on the good times, which only get worse from the misbehavior of incompetent adults. Let's walk inside and see who's here, shall we? She said as she waved her hand and the doors automatically opened. For a moment, I stood and looked inside because it was very dark, and from what I could see, there was a lot of moldy stuff on the floor and walls. I felt as though I was in, it was that scene in Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, where Indy and his woman went into the cave from their bedroom. I could sense the ungodly aroma and aura of this place, even though it was something pertinent to the gods themselves. Ursha led the way as I followed and stepped inside. I was now somewhere that cannot be described. There was strange stuff crawling on the walls. It looked to be a goopy globiness of greenish infected snot. The stench was rather overwhelming. I wanted you to see this place firsthand because it is from all the malignant intent of those who have taken over as their own authorities, those who have an adamant attitude of ruling all the potato heads and veggie brains on the planet. This is part of the real side of what the authoritarians of the earth have created from all their misdeeds, she said. As we walked along, the distorted embodiments that occupied this place began to appear. I was very surprised to see they were not like the potato heads of the so-called average citizen. Not at all. These creatures were more like sausage links with arms and legs, a malfunctioning version of the hot dog tune in those commercials for Der Wiener Schnitzel. As I looked closely at them, I could see what would have been their hands and feet. They had pig hoofs with all four. What a sight, I said to myself as I watched their animated movements. You might say these people are low-life pig parts because they display the idea of being animalistic with their nature and consciousness. They have developed the tendency to want whatever they want, and it is usually from others and their labors. So they are like pigs, which is what you are seeing here. These are some of the workers for the bigger pigs. And that is where we are going right now, to a meeting with big pigs. To a meeting the big pigs are having, said Ursha, as I followed her. We walked along the grotesque, distorted hallway. I would stop at times to look at the pictures on the walls. They were of some of the past presidents of the United States. Most of them were old-looking and resembled large buildings, bulging sausages. When we came to the end of the hallway, Ursha stopped and pointed to a set of doors directly in front of us. The ogre office. Duane, this is where all the big frauds laid out for the potato heads take place. From the earth, it all looks so official and proper. But we are seeing things how they really are from this area of the real side. Let's go in. There is a meeting taking place right now, and this is why I brought you here at this time, she said as she made the door open for us. I followed Ursha into a dimly lit room. As I saw a group of fat-headed sausage creatures sitting around a big table. I knew they couldn't see us because of their low life consciousness. I followed Ursha around the room. She pointed out certain things about what was taking place. These rancid pig park conglomerations were laughing and drinking as though it were some kind of party for them. They wore apparel that looked to be something proper for who they were and what they were presenting themselves as. Half of them smoked what looked to be large hand-rolled cigars. The air was polluted with their stench, as I could also smell these pig brains and the lack of proper deodorant they must have forgotten to use before coming here. Ursha began to explain the scene. Take a closer look at the president, Duane. It is none other than Obama Nation. I know it's hard for you to identify them, but that's Bush Brain and Clint Toxin sitting next to him. They are discussing all the illegal drugs they are smuggling in, along with the GMO tech foods, genetically modified organs. For the unsuspecting potato heads, they have implanted radical toxins in the GMO tech seeds so they can eliminate most of the planet's populations. What we are seeing is what is taking place now. You already know about these things, and now your readers will have a better understanding of what is taking place on the earth. Of course, just like the scene we are in right here, most people will consider what you are writing about to be science fiction, not at all realizing that all life on Earth is already science fiction, she said as I watched. From the real side, you can actually get a much better view of the intent and all the proposed distortion that is taking place on the Earth. People make choices, and it's all fine and good. And they can also hide everything they are doing, which again is okay. But what they do not see is their own future and how they keep projecting themselves into a worse and worse situation. These pig-headed sausage parts do not care in the least for the dumbfounded breeds of potato heads. And so it will be that all lost souls on earth who have put their trust and most of all their intent with these animalistic brats will soon find themselves in distorted bodies just like those people in Viet Bombed, where Monster Santos, the creator of Agent Orange, died. sprayed the vegetation and the village people with their toxic mixtures, and the end result has been deformed embodiments. I have seen the pictures on the internet, and this will be the future of all humans, as today there is a huge saturation of toxic pharmaceuticals, vaccines, and GMO tech food, which is radically infecting everything. These pig head parts will be returning in their own distortions, as they will be karmically paying for what they are doing here. They are so blatantly arrogant, and they have invented the system they operate, and also portray to the public they are benevolent men and women of the gods they worship, and as does the holy-headed poop with his rat-tin-a-can friends. We are to let people know what the real universe is. We are to let people know that the real universes do exist, because the pig head beliefum systems have convinced the potato heads of Potato Planet that there is no light past what they have produced, she said. I watched as the pig-headed brats were making their plans to overdrug the public from every means possible. Almost all of the diseases and plagues that the potato heads have experienced have been manufactured by the pig brats. J.D. Rockefeller was one of the most notorious of them all. You can see his picture on the wall over there, she said, as Ursha pointed to a bunch of crookedly hung pig-headed portraits. As I looked at the slimy, framed, yucky pictures, I decided I had had enough of this place and said, "Can we go now?" She laughed as we both flew straight up and above the yucky place. I could suddenly smell some better air. Then off we went into the sky until we were once again back into a better dimension. I was glad to see the blue sky of this realm. Part 3. I want to write about some of this in this book, Miss. It's time that people knew what has been taking place right under their noses. It amazes me how all of life is right in front of us, but we need real guidance to get through it and to see it, I said, as we were now back in our room in the treehouse. I have something for you. Watch this scene where Rebazar is bringing Paul into the Rod of Power. Notice the reaction of the true reality to Paul. See how it swirls around him and emanates like an all aliveness and excitement throughout him. This is because of Paul's real intent and true heart. The All Is has picked him because it knows he can handle it and loves it so very dearly. Now, here is another scene with Durwood, as the boys are in the Valley of the Real with him when his time came as a test. Watch what happens as Rebazar brings Durwood close to the true reality. See how it moves about at first as though it is hesitant. The boys know what is taking place, and at the same time, Durwood still has a physical body and they want someone to at least attempt the real position with the Rod of Power, because they wanted to try and save Paul's creation. Those who were not the real guides and who were present at this moment were only seeing what they did from a certain angle. As they were standing in the present tense, let's see. In front of this scene, the true reality did not actually engulf Durwood, but was more so in back of him several feet away. But from the view of the onlookers, it did appear as though Durwood was standing in it. Unless a person has a true insight, their personal self will judge the experience, as their real awareness is not ready to perceive what is truly taking place with this true reality. Next, we have Gerald. So watch this. Here is Rebazar again, and bringing Gerald up near the position. But Gerald is a bit hesitant and a little afraid. That is why he wanted to wait for another year. Look at how the true reality has moved even further back from him. Also, as the scene moves around him, you will notice there are no onlookers because the boys didn't want others to see what was really taking place. They were happy with the idea that the membership would just hold together until they got you ready. No person on earth truly understands what a true sincerity it takes to handle the rod of power, plus so many other qualities most people have never even heard of. Also, we must refer to the experience we had where Paul manifested to him. While he was walking across the street one day, and Paul appeared as a beggar and said to him, while they were stopping traffic, "Why are you embarrassed of me?" Gerald was the good little errand boy, and he really did want to be somebody, but he didn't have the courage the boys wanted him to have. But he was at least loyal to their cause, and so they gave him a try. It really took a lot of convincing on their part to get him as far as this scene here. Once Gerald started to get the hang of what the boys were presenting to him, he began to see and realize there was a lot more benefit than what he first saw as a huge job to surmount. But then Gerald suddenly saw himself as the worshipped master with the membership. Well, of course, the boys could see every little attitude of Gerald's, but they were not concerned, except for getting someone in to hold things together. You still had a lot of training to go through before they could get you ready, so Gerald was the next best thing. Rather humorous, huh? Now here comes the fun part. In 2001, when you met with Gerald and you went off with Crony and the influence, as you walked up to Paul, who was standing under the tree of your life, look at how the true reality jumped for the chance to enter you. This is why you felt the jolt you did when it came directly into you. It knew exactly how you felt and what your real intent is. And so, just like you, it overdosed you with itself. The boys knew you had to take it on, and they knew it would be too much for you, but you were all that was left on the entire earth to do it. They were considering Phil, as you had experienced in your dream vision of him on the wave next to you, but just like in your experience, he took off in a different direction, which meant he would have just followed that what Gerald was doing. Besides, Gerald did not want to let go of what he now had and which has become his only. Also, he would have taken a beating from Crony, so they didn't attempt anything with him. He wrote some very good books, but he didn't have the courage to create the new presentation the way you have now. I liked Phil, as he is very honest, but too shy for this task, and he wouldn't have explored the world systems the way you have and discovered all the hidden secrets. You have confronted the earthly gods, and they did listen for a moment or so. And so we shall see how all these arrogant humanoids end up this time around. We will have fun writing this book together, Dwayne. In this scene, I will be showing you how Durwood met the influence and how she came to him. But he never let the membership know about her because he didn't want to rocked the boat. Besides, he kind of liked her, as he was a seducer himself, very similar to her. When he stepped into the position with the corporation as the master in the background, rather hidden but still lingering, there was his real intent, which was all about himself first of all. He knew it, but he projected a front for himself and others to accept. And the boys knew this too, but they wanted to see if he would develop the real courage to do something real. Now that we can look closely at what Durwood did, we see how he maneuvered himself into what eventually showed up for him. I know that some of your new students are rather tired of hearing about Durwood and Gerald, but they haven't gotten the full lesson yet as to what has taken place and how what they did has a great bearing on all that is taking place on the earth now. Again, where is the real courage with these people? Many of them are still afraid, as they have their good lives and their even better excuses to stay the same as they have always been. That is why you never wanted a membership, and you are not concerned whether people take your course or not, because you have taken the time to make a great gift for them if they still see it as another discourse to sign up for. They do see the fact that they have so much more to realize and accomplish than just being satisfied with their outer life and how they feel about things. Yes, there are those who are still bored hearing about Durwood and Gerald, but they are never bored with all the lies and deception of all the presidents and politicians that were after Jackson and Kennedy. Not at all. What will any of these people really ever do? Paul and Rebazar have given them so many hints, yet they still sit on their rears and expect you to keep performing for them. And at the same time, will they support what you are doing? You give your wonderful books away to people, and for the most part, they never have time to read them. Yet everything they are looking for to save their little bitty lives is in those pages. The true reality is expressing itself with every word you write, because you are so centered in it. The earth is coming to a very possible end. As the inner psych realms are collapsing, as you have laid out in your writings. In Paul's time, the fifth level was the soul plane. But all of that has changed, as you were shown. There is a part of the etheric level that is a true spirituality, but there is also the darkened area of the subconscious, which crony controls over the membership. By her very control, with the tap line she has embedded into the membership, they are held to an even lower position than that of Durwood's members. We have went over some of this in New Book 3. And as of several years ago, Durwood left his physical body and is now having to deal with what he did to his followers, as he can no longer move about, she said. Yes, I have seen him, and he is restricted to the lower astral levels and must work with those he became responsible for. Paul never did what Gerald and Durwood did, and he went right into the all is when he suddenly left the earth from the poisoning given to him. Paul was doing what I am doing, that of interfacing with everything that is taking place on the earth and up into the psych realms. Durwood will not have a lot to do with all those who have looked to him. Durwood will now have a lot to do with all those who have looked to him as the earth takes on whatever is still possible to happen, I said. As we both know, Paul talked about the influence as the shadow in his dream book, but he never really defined her as you have in your writings. Well, Durwood was introduced to her, as you were when you were Goldie, but she appeared to you as a man at the time. The boys always let the influence come around to those they are looking at to take on a big position to be responsible for, because they want to see how a person reacts, which they already know, but they always let a person exercise their free will. Just like you watch all those movies, you do to see how a person will handle themselves with all the experiences they are going through. The same is true of the boys, and they let life take its course, because all of us must go the course if we are to be able to stand with the all is. The lessons that Paul brought out were just the beginning, and now the end result. You are the true completeness, Dwayne, in the new nowness, she said. That's part of New Book 5 of the Adventurous Series by Dwayne the Great Writer, available at lulu.com. Or if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown, you can get PDFs. So I guess I'll just end the show for today with a song. For each person to test for themselves and decide if they're going to pay attention to the new presentation or not. New